ahead, go to Miracle Prayer Line and start praying for those who have made that call on today. All right. God bless you.
Carely's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Carely's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and Private Duty Services. Carely's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Carely's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Carely's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
Get ready, Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The 2025 33rd Juneteenth celebration will be June 6th through 19th. Lots of fun activities for the entire family. Mark your calendar. The Juneteenth annual parade will start June 14th at 6 p.m. and ending downtown with musical guests, vendors, food trucks, and much more. Get ready and let's do this together. The 33rd Juneteenth annual celebration coming soon. You don't want to miss this heritage and cultural event. For more information, call 318-792-6736. Sponsored by the Central Louisiana Juneteenth Association.
Juneteenth Association is a proud sponsor of this station.
You've heard about it. Now it's time to experience the Anointed King Cuts difference. Located in the Diamond Beauty Supply Plaza at 4519 Lee Street, you get fast, professional, and courteous service from Carmen and Angela King. Plus, they've added two new technicians, China Black, the hair doctor, and crown adjuster Amber. You can get every haircut and every style, including a wig install, braids, dreads, quick weaves, sew-ins, and hair restoration. Appointments preferred, but walk-ins are welcome. The number is 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts at 4519 Lee Street in the Diamond Beauty Supply Plaza. Your one stop for every hair care need.
Another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
And before we go another further, let's do some scripture. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 10. Ephesians 2 and 10, the King James Version of the Bible, reads like this. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's Ephesians 2 and 10. All right, let's talk about birthdays today and wish people who are celebrating the 12th of May a happy birthday. They include Michael Green, Dolores McNeil, Vivian Davis, Howard Smith, Tamara Williams, Zach Holmes, Lisa Leland, Diane Lowe Thomas, Daphne Sibley, and my pastor, Cedric Jefferson. We want to say happy birthday to all of you guys. And If you happen to run across any of these birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. And happy birthday to everyone around the world, too. All right? Let's get to today's Bible Jeopardy Challenge, and here it is. You had to respond to this in the form of a question in order to come to the front of the class. Who refused to fight against the Canaanites unless a woman went with him? Was that Gideon, Barak, Samson, or Abimelech? The answer is clear. You can find it in Judges chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. These are the students who got it right. They are Linda in West Monroe, Bobby Jean in Alexandria, Diane in Monroe, and Emma in Montgomery. Who refused to fight against the Canaanites unless a woman went with him? The correct response is, who was Barak? Who was Barak? And if that's what you said too, good for you. You got it right. Hey, thank you for the privilege of your time today. We're looking forward to doing this again tomorrow morning following the Carlette Christmas Show. In the meantime, remember, there are two kinds of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life. And enjoy the rest of the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. This will be followed by music and ministries all afternoon long. You'll be blessed by it. Then tonight at 6 o'clock, CJ in the Boom Boom Room with the Dramatics. Have a great one. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton.
I'm moving and I'm breathing. Oh, I've been searching for enlightenment, looking for signs and reminders. But what I need is not in stones and not in numbers. Ooh, I yearn for your vibe. I need a moment to hear from you. I need you coming to heal.
Show.
There is none like you.